My one question for Margaret, she's got all the right industry experience. I guess I'm interested in hearing from her how it works being on such a tiny board. I mean, this is one of the smallest boards in the country. Clearly, you can't run a proper committee system with such a tiny board. And also, I don't want to ask this in any way to insinuate anything, but can she just enlighten us? Does she regard, is she a personal friend of the founder? Like what's, I know that...
The answer's no, but I'd like to be.
I mean, it is. I mean, often in these situations where you have a fantastically successful founder goes public, the temptation is to put a group of friends on the board to represent the independent shareholders. Now, I think it is a relevant question to say, what is the nature of the... I know you must have worked together at BT, I'm presuming, but have you got the goods, for instance, to stand up to Kerr on a big governance issue on our behalf if it came down to that? Or do you feel very, very strongly independent as our representative?
Answering the first part of your question, which is, do I think that the committees function adequately with such a small group? The answer is yes. I think that as you get to larger boards, they can actually become quite diffracted, and you don't have such open debate, whereas I think with a smaller group you certainly do. With regard to working alongside Kerr historically, we actually never worked directly together at Bankers Trust. I spent 7 years in the investment banking side before I moved to funds management, and I think I was only in funds management for about 2 years prior to Kerr moving on and setting up this wonderful company. And so I have never felt that I was bound by any previous relationship with Kerr whatsoever. And certainly I feel that I am given full opportunity to voice any issues of a governance nature at the audit and the board meetings. So I feel there are no issues there at all.
I might reply to the point just more generally that it is a small board, but I believe it's a board which has very, very deep experience in the funds management sector in particular, in the financial services area in general. And secondly, I'd make the point that this is a very straightforward business. It is a business where the real skills are in managing the portfolio managers and getting the best performance out of them. Our job as the board is to make sure that Kerr is focused on getting the best productivity, the best ideas, the best outcomes for the investors out of that team. So to that end, the board is essentially focused on bigger issues of compliance, governance, remuneration, things like that, where we can assist in the development of the team. On the other point about standing up to Kerr, I very seriously regard my role as representing the minority shareholders. This is a unique company. The founder is still a very, very large shareholder of the company, and indeed is a dominant person in the investment process. And therefore, it is important for the board in general, and myself in particular, to make sure there's an alignment of the interests of the minority shareholders with the majority shareholder and the other employee shareholders. And to date, there's never been an issue where there has been any divergence of interest between those two groups. The employee shareholders in Kerr in particular have behaved impeccably in relation to the interests of the minority shareholders. So it is a small board, it's an effective board, it's a very experienced board. But it's a simple business where we really just want these people to be able to manage money. And the fact that performance has been good, particularly in recent times, is testament to the fact that